Coming at you today, 7th day of May 2020. This is Urban Matters Matter live chat coming at you. Real quick, we're going to talk about the day. Facebook, we do not own the rights to this music. We're coming at you about this anti-black warfare. How many folks in the building with us today? Thanks for joining us, Ms. Horn. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Smith. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Johnson. We're going to talk about this thing, man. We're going to chop it up. We've been getting a lot of feedback on this topic about Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate that is running for the presidential position of the headmaster of these states that's supposed to be united. So we coming at you real quick. Listen, family, we do not own the rights to this music. Also, this is a disclaimer real quick, family. This chat is for informational purposes. You know, I encourage you to always fact check this information for your own reference. If you get in your feelings real quick, you're probably not a fact checker. You probably are reacting off of emotion. Standard Man Bonds, appreciate it for joining us today. Mr. Johnson, thanks for joining us. Mr. Sean Johnson, thanks for joining us. Yeah, we're going live today, y'all. We're going to talk about some of these COVID laws that are going on. They are disproportionately enforcing the laws on the underserved communities. So seems like the underserved communities are basically being targeted. And we're going to talk about this thing today. What's going on, Mr. Smith? Thanks for joining us today. We're just going to talk about this thing, man, you know, because that's the ghetto life, you know, just like this song, man. It's the ghetto life. And are we supposed to be underhanded, underminded, you know, under to be the permanent underclass? Are we supposed to be the permanent underprivileged? Well, that's what you get when you vote without a purpose. And so I know a lot of my friends and affiliates, I won't really say coalition partners, but they seem to think that because you vote, just because you have the right to vote, that you're really accomplishing, you're accomplishing all the power that a vote can hold. And so that comes with political ignorance. A lot of us have really not studied the science of politics. And so we think that we're going to just keep voting the same way. And it's not going to happen like that, y'all. So just kind of putting that out there, you know. So I just want to get everybody's feedback on the question is, like I say, it's part of an anti-black warfare system. And that is the system of white supremacy. You cannot replace the system of white supremacy with more injustice. You cannot expect the system that's giving you the justice, I meant to say to give you the injustice, to get you the justice in return. So when I say that, if Trump and Biden are part of the same dominating systematic strategies, how can one white guy save you from the other white guy? That's what the big question is today, family. Thanks for joining us today. Mr. Box, thanks for joining us, coming in the house. We just chopping this thing up because we want to get to the bottom of it. And I don't know if you guys seen the article that I had, but you guys got to learn how to understand dog whistles. See, when Trump talks, you have a society that understands that language. It's called dog whistle language. See, we have failed to understand what dog whistle language is as the black community here in America. And this is basically, they're tailoring, and this is population tailoring that they're doing right now. And I know a lot of us, man, we don't understand that you're going to be suspicious no matter what your walk of life is as a black person in America. I'm just giving y'all the facts, man. And we're going to chop up a lot of information today. We're going to chop up a lot of information. So let's get it started, man. Come on, y'all come on into the house. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Gaines. Yes, Mr. Gaines coming in early with the good, good information. Mr. Gaines says we have two platforms, the Democratic platform and the Republican platform, and we are being played by both. Thanks for that, Mr. Gaines. We appreciate that comment, Mr. Gaines, bringing some credible, factual, I think, knowledge. Can it be they're tricking us? We're being hit with the trick bag, family? Can it be that these people are the same people? Are these people going in back rooms, doing back room deals, having lunch together, drinking wine and whatnot on their lunch breaks? I'm talking about Congress and legislation. Mr. Stan the Man Bond says, voting alone not going to solve our problems. Exactly. He's saying it's going to take way more to let alone be Democrats or Republicans. This is not our black savior. Thanks for joining us, Ms. Yana Easton. Thanks for that comment, Mr. Stan the Man Bonds. We appreciate that. Absolutely, Mr. Man Bonds. Yeah, man, we got to... Listen, folks, I know this is a very, very sensitive subject. We're talking about this voting thing. I had one of my friends, affiliates, came on the post today saying that it's too late to have this conversation. See, that's the thing. We got to stop having conversations, and we got to start making demands. We are making demands. We're not asking anymore, Joe Biden. We're not asking anymore, Trump. We're not asking. We're demanding. It's just that simple, or you don't get my vote. That's just that simple. Thanks, Mr. Gaines, for coming back. Mr. Gaines says, we must study the Machiavelli effect. He says, study the Machiavelli effect.